Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Tell me, what is the plan? Tell me how to heal my mind. Tell me how to walk this land. You are tapping in the nighttime. You're tapping all day long. Maybe I am the song of freedom. Am I the voice of so many men and women and children who love one another? Men and women and children who sing for the river's men. Women and children who sing for the mountains. Men, women and children who sing for the hungry. Men, women and children who sing for the dying. Men, women and children who care for all people. Men, women and children, I sing for all people. Sing for all people.
answer is yes. Because our soul knows the deal. The answer is yes. It's time to fly again. It's time to live again. It's time to have your energy realigned. It's time to connect with the truth of who you are. Just because you don't say it don't mean it ain't true. Trust me. Yes, Charles Holt, tapping, singing at Agape International Spiritual Center. Song written by Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. To find out more about Ricky Byers Beckwith, Michael Bernard Beckwith, you go to agapelife.com. To find out about Charles Holt, go to Charles Holt, H-O-L-T, Productions.com, Charles Holt. Productions.com. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're alive. Now you have a choice in how you want to use that difference. Are you using the difference to heal, to move people forward, to inspire? Or are you just one of those people that give the other people an opportunity to grow because you're always complaining, judging, criticizing? But whatever it is, you're adding to the movement of life. Choose to be the light. Choose to be love. Choose to heal. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show, lifeconversationsradio.com. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. That's the official time. Guests usually stay with us till about 1:15, 1:20. But sometimes we'll play a little bit longer when once the guests are gone, and we'll just see what happens. But anyway... Woo! Life is good. It's getting better. I am your host, Life Coach at A. The number is 347-426-3346. You know we have an ancestral medium in the house, a spiritual advisor, an intuitive. So get in line. Get in line. Don't send me no Facebook question at 5 minutes before the guest is going. I can't do it like that. It ain't going to work. So get in line right now. today's topic, today's theme is how to align with the divine energy in your life. What is misplaced in your life? What is your energy misfiring? Is there a connection you need to make? Well, what's happening? Are your ancestors calling you say, listen, pay attention. My mother's certainly calling me. And I got her picture here on my laptop for the first time ever. And CM just confirmed it when I talked to him. I just can't even believe it. But I'll tell you more about that later. Let me give you some updates. I'm a different show today. I'm just allowing life to happen through me. Well, that's what I do most of the show. But today, somewhat one step further. I can't put in words. Yes, yes, yes. What are they? We got some announcements. Number 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We welcome all of you on the phone lines, those of you listening online, in the chat room, silent listeners, disguised as guests. Welcome to lifeconversationsradio.com, where change begins and you are truly home. Welcome home. And those of you listening to the archive, welcome. Thank you for listening. And we're taking your questions as well on... I'm looking at it, and my mouth, I don't know, I told you. I'm looking at what I want to say, but my mouth just won't move. It's on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. At the moment there, Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook. You can post your, you can post questions in there, but no reading questions. Does that make sense? So if you've got questions with whatever. If it's about reading, don't post in the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. But if you've got a question about the soul, about the ancestors, about life, you know, about life, general questions, yeah, post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page today. But if you want to call in and tap in to the ancient wisdom, the ancient inspiration that is moving through and as you, 347-426-334. If you don't do Facebook, can't get on Facebook right now for whatever reason, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com. There is an Ask Life Coach at A tab. Just click on that and fill in the email. 1 o'clock, we usually have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, like yesterday. Today, there won't be any. And so that's that. What's the other thing I need to tell you? This month is the month of love, relationship, and abundance. So all the guests that are coming, you know, we are focusing on love. What is it mean? What is love? You know, it's much more than the romantic stuff. There's so much more to it. So the guest is going to be joining us, how to love ourselves, what it means when we're loving ourselves. Some people say, I don't know how, I do, but I don't. All that confusion that we have. This month is dedicated to helping us get clear and get aligned. Love, relationships, and abundance. We have a show coming up, Marriage as a Spiritual Practice. We have a show coming up, Relationship as a Spiritual Practice. And then we have another interesting show coming up where two sisters, they married themselves. They had a ceremony, they had a vow, and they married themselves. And some people are tripping about that. But anyway, we'll talk more about that. Check out the calendar, which at this moment is having, I don't know what's going on in the ethers, but our calendar was working earlier, but I don't know if it's working now. But anyway, lifeconversationsmedia.com. If it's not working now, come back later. Just come back and listen to the show. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade, because you're going to miss out. I think that's everything. Oh, I got to tell you about the show we have on Wednesdays, every Wednesday, 2 p.m. Eastern with Aisha, Here to Inspire, every Wednesday, Here to Inspire with Aisha. And we also have My Authentic Lifestyle, My Authentic Lifestyle with Mo Love. That's every third Sunday of the month. Yeah, let's just take a breath as I get ready to bring my brother on, brother C.M. Plaskett, who my ancestors, I am clear about that. my guides, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, the universe led me to. And what a journey I've been on. So let's do this first. And let's try this. And those of you who are listening on the phone line right now, if you want to connect, realign your energy, if you just know something's not quite working, your money is funny, but you ain't laughing. What was that? Who said that? Anyway, 347. 346-347-426-3346. And so let's get ready to let me tell you a little bit about my brother C.M. Plaskett. And but before we do that, we got to do this just to align and ground ourselves and remember the truth of who we are. Press 1 on your keypad and we will get to you.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed. That's the truth of your reality. And C.M. Plaskett, a master ancestral medium who possesses a depth of knowledge and sensitivity. He's known for his help with women seeking next steps on a spiritual plane via ancestral connection and spiritual development. He's a Yoruba priest and the son of Osun. His insights are valuable and supportive for those on a path of spiritual growth and healing. He says, I provide individual life visionary and spiritual awareness sessions, coupled with spiritual and ritualistic healing through herbs and prayer. I work with men and women with sessions available via telephone and in person. And, it says here in his bio. A reading with C.M. Plaskett is an opportunity to gain deeper awareness and insight about how to be in alignment with the divine energy present in your life. I have had a taste, if you will, an experience of this brother's work, and they say I'm a believer. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, yes indeed, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my brother, my friend, myself, C.M. Buster.
Afternoon, Coach A. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for the gift that you've given me already. And so let's just keep this ball rolling. I know people are waiting to get readings and hear you. I want to ask you, I read a little bit about you. I read your bio, but I want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is C.M. Plaskett?
C.M. Plaskett is spiritual, grounded, gifted in God and Odumare and my family. And I am a medium. And I'm a visionary. Anything that you need to know about yourself, what's up in your life, what spiritual energies are moving or not moving, that's what I do. That's what I'm here to do, is help you shift those energies, look at those patterns, identify those patterns, and maybe realign them, or definitely realign them, so that the things that are coming forth for you in your destiny, you actually line up with properly.
Let's start with the basics. You're an ancestral medium, and most of our listeners will know psychic medium. What's the difference?
You know, you and I had a conversation earlier about this. For me, the difference is I tap into the energy of the people that have gone before you, not just, you know, Mr. Sue or Mr. Johnson on the time. Nine times out of ten, the people that come forth for me are your great-grandmothers, your grandmothers, your great-great, people that you may or may not have known before, but those ancestors that are way past. And what I try to do with my practice is make sure that any of the patterns that are actually inbred, meaning DNA-level issues or patterns, are the things that I actually identify with, and try to make sure that I help you align those differently or identify them so that we can work the clearing them if we should and can.
I want to ask you to talk about a little bit about energy and go back to the ancestral conversation. Earlier, you talked about how your work is helping people with the spiritual energy, and the spiritual energy is moving and not moving. What do you mean by what's moving and not moving? And if it's not moving, and when it's moving, what does that look like?
Okay. Well, a lot of times what happens is we go in cycles. We see that, you know, life is moving forward, we're doing something, and all of a sudden things stop. There are no results, nothing's happening. We say we're praying, we say we're asking for, and we're not realizing anything. Well, typically what I find is we're doing things that aren't actually in alignment with what is best for us spiritually. So you might have a spiritual practice, or you might have a spiritual practice that starts for 2 days expecting the world to shift, and it doesn't, so you stop. And then you do it again for another 3 days because there was some movement, and then you stop. So typically what I see and what I find is if you let people know, okay, when you do this and expect something, you've got to make sure that you're doing it not so much with the expectation that, okay, I'm going to get this big job or I'm going to get this, but so that your soul speaks and opens up to cause the universe to answer what it is that you're truly asking for that is divinely yours.
That takes trust when you talk about being able to listen to what the soul is saying and speaking and what's divinely ours. And what can we do to walk in that consciousness so that we can be in alignment, but not just be in alignment, but to be able to hear and to know that this is what my soul is telling me to do. This is the direction. This is what God is telling me to do. How do we get to that place where we can hear it and trust it and move?
Repetition leads to development. As I said earlier, a lot of times I find the clients that come to me, they are saying, okay, well, you know, I'm doing this and I'm not seeing any results. I'm doing this and I'm not seeing any results. What are you doing? And as one of my mentors always say, what is your prayer? What exactly are you asking for?
Hmm.
Are you really asking what you really want? Or are you asking what you think you desire? All right, because I tell you what, desires will get you in trouble all the time. And I also say, listen, take a moment to listen. Listen after you ask, and then tune into what you're feeling. All right. Mm. How many times I hear someone say to me, hey, you know, I was just thinking that. Someone I spoke to this morning said, I have never done something before until this morning, and here you are giving me a message. That was intuition. That was the inner voice inside saying, shift, move, elevate. So how do you do it? I always say, listen, trust in the little voice that's inside, because we all have it, and we all have one. Everybody does. It's just that simple. Just listen. Be still and listen.
Be still and listen. You know, you talked about prayer, and I always say prayer is talking to God, and meditation is listening to God. You said ask and listen. I think sometimes some of us, we just keep asking, and don't wait to hear the answer or don't get still enough to listen.
Gotcha.
And it makes a difference. And there are people who say, well, I just don't know how to meditate. I just too busy. It takes too long. My thing is, well, if you're on your way to work and you don't have gas, or you're almost out of gas in the car, do you say, well, I'm late for work, I'm not going to stop at a gas station? Usually, of course, the answer is, of course I'm going to get some gas. Well, think of the same thing. You feel like you're running on empty, are you going to keep pushing or are you going to stop? But what are your thoughts when, you know, I don't know if you have clients that say to you, CM, I know I'm supposed to meditate. I know I've read about it. I've heard about it. But I got children. I have a relationship. I got to go to work. I'm jumping off one plane and getting onto another. I just don't have time to meditate, CM.
The first step I say is to drop below the head. The head will get you in trouble all the time. Drop below the head. Go from the neck down. Right? Good thing to do 9 times of 10, I say sit quietly, inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Another good practice is to close your eyes and look toward your nose. I know it sounds strange, but close your eyes, look toward your nose. All right, that automatically takes you out of the headspace where all that conflama is going on, all those thoughts in your head, and it starts to immediately take you inward. All right, it allows you to weed out the mundane and the everyday thought processes and start getting you more focused and more centered. And allow yourself, this is not a practice that you'll come and you'll sit down and it'll happen immediately. Allow yourself to build that practice up. It may be 3 minutes the first time. It may be 7 minutes the next time. Maybe 10 minutes the next time. But allow yourself the ability to go in increments until you can sustain that part of you that fights when we're still and we're quiet. We're really not designed as human beings to be still. You know, it's always something else that we're thinking about. This is a process. Give yourself the ability to just move and grow in that direction by giving yourself time increments and watching and checking your progress as you go.
You say we're not designed to get still. So this is a universal setup. This is a universal setup. I need to talk to God. Okay. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AOLifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is CM Plaskett. To find out more about his work, and you can go to his website address. It's Lives. Envisioned.com. That's LIVES envisioned. Well, let's spell the whole thing. LIVES EN envisioned.com. You can find out more about him. We are talking about realigning, asking, praying, and listening, being still so that you can know. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that you are connected with your loved ones. Number 347-426-3346. Some people are waiting in line. We're going to get to you, but we're going to have a conversation first, and then we'll do some readings. Actually, speaking of readings, CM, is there anything particular you need from the listeners when we go to them? Do you need their date of birth, or you just want them to ask whatever
just
question they have?
Just their full birth name. Just their full birth name will be fine.
Even if they still know, if they change their name, you want the name they were given at birth.
Yes, the full birth name is what I'm looking for.
Okay. No nickname, no this. Just come as you are. Come as you are. Let's talk about the ancestral conversation. You know, we have a show here on the Life Conversations Radio called Ancestral Blueprints and Lisa Iverson, with Lisa Iverson. We, you know, we talk about how white people don't always think of themselves having ancestors. And then there are black people who say we got ancestors. But even in that context, the white people will, in one way or the other, honor those that came before them. Now, for me, as a Nigerian, I know that's something that we don't always do in Nigeria. And I had an amazing, a wonderful, life-sustaining, life-changing conversation with my father this weekend. And just the whole thing about the ancestors. There's something about, it's kind of strange, you know, because I remember when I first came to America in 93, 94, someone said to me, oh, it's all right for you. You're from Africa. You know your story. You know your history. You can track your lineage. I looked at him like, what are you talking about? I know my mom, my dad. I know my mother's mother. But that's about it. So it for me, when I look at it, it seems like even though those of us who say we are connected to, we have ancestors, there's always a disconnect. And somehow we don't even want to talk about it. And it's like there's confusion around it. Can you speak more about that?
What is your question?
Well, the question is, what is the confusion? There's so much in what I said in there, and I'm saying it. But let me break it down and say, as a Nigerian, let me come from what I know. We don't want to honor our ancestors. We don't want to even, you know, one of the things that drew me to you when I saw your website was the fact that you're Yoruba priest. And I've had a lot of experience around the Orishas and my experience growing up in Nigeria. But in Nigeria now, to talk about the Orishas, to talk about that tradition, that it's like some people get toasted. I mean, people get beaten up. Women are beaten up because they call them a witch. And these are people who call themselves a Christian or a Muslim. So we Nigerians, let me just narrow it down. I know it's much bigger than that. We actually are. I don't know if he's afraid or we try and just not. It's like we don't want to honor our ancestors. We refuse to honor our ancestors, and I believe part of it because of religion.
Okay, well, let's just start with the basics. Every human being that walks this earth in body has ancestors. Every single human being that walks this face of this earth has ancestors. All right, we stand on the backs of those people that came across for us indigenous folk that came across the waters to bring us here, all right? So it's not a matter of we don't, you know, we may not actually sit down and do anything physical for them. Some cultures may not, but every living person has ancestors, all right? I find it interesting that you said from where, you know, Nigerians think of their own tradition as witchcraft. That baffles the mind.
Actually evil is considered evil.
That baffles the mind because, you know, we here in America want to make sure that we realign ourselves and get ourselves back to from which we came. So it's interesting to hear from someone as yourself to say that, you know, it's not considered, it's considered evil there. Everyone has ancestors, and we venerate in the tradition our ancestors. We say we don't do anything without making sure that the ancestors are at peace first, and that everything that we do moving forward is because they've given a sanction to do so. Any culture, any indigenous culture will tell you they do venerate their ancestors and propitiate their ancestors in some way, in some format, before any kind of ceremony. I think, you know, the darker the skin, the worse the thought process is when it comes to our traditions. And because we don't really stand up to what society says, and we bend, we even go along with it and say, no, all right, I believe you. Anything having to do with the ancestors or anything that we can't see, smell, taste, and touch has to be bad or dark, and that's not the case. Not at all.
Yeah. I mean, my story was I grew up with that teaching. It wasn't that my parents told me, oh, our tradition is evil, but it was just around us. I grew up in the city, so the programs we watch, it's really about people, for me, I would say, misusing the power. There were so many things that I saw that I got scared. So much so when I came over here and people said, oh, you're Yoruba, tell us about Yoruba tradition. I'm thinking, no, I don't think so. But Iyala Banzette was definitely one of my healing agents. Because I remember she used to come to Hillside Truth Center in Atlanta, and which is the church that I go to. And every time Yella is there, I make sure I'm there. And her message was healing to me. And one day it just hit me. And I said to myself, wait a minute. Yella Van Zandt calls herself a Yoruba priestess. And I'm too afraid to talk about my own culture. Something's wrong with this picture. If she's inspiring me, I need to pay attention here. It's been a journey, and, you know, you and I talked on Thursday, and I think really since Thursday I am going through a major shift, and I actually feel like now the energies used to come up when I hear Obatala, Shango, Olodumare, those kind of things, when they come up in the past, I just feel something moving me. Now it's a sort of welcoming space, and I want to thank you for that. I want to thank you for the work you're doing and for you being part of my journey. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to do some readings, and then we'll come back and talk some more because I got some questions and let me save my questions. Let me just take a break, and we'll come back. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. You can call in, but if we get to you, good. If we don't, good. But listen with your inner ear so that you can hear the message, even if you don't call in, even if you're too shy, even if you can't get through, because there's a message for you. Are you listening? We're going to take a break, and we're also taking your questions, general questions, on the Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page, where it's actually Ask Life Coach Ade radio show fan page. That, you know, just type in Ask Life Coach Ade. It will take you there. And we're going to take a quick break, and I'm multitasking. Well, I'm not multitasking. I'm looking for something that I can't find. So I don't want to keep saying I'm going to take a break. I'm just going to take a break when I find what I'm looking for, like right now.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? no children, no work. Just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex. Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is. So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes,
the community.
Indeed. We are giving a voice back to the community. Come and unite. The voice is always there. We're activating your throat chakra by connecting you with your ancestors, with your lineage, knowing that there are so many folks that came before you. My guest is C.M. Plaskett. And I think we're going to take some calls. Let's do some calls. Let's just do, let's see here. Let's go to Manisha Patel. She's got a question from New Jersey. She said, can you tell me where my ancestors are from? Okay. Manisha, tell us more about that.
Hi, hello.
Yeah, there are your ancestors. Tell us more about your question. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. I heard you on the radio, on Hay House Radio with Ianla, and I was just very amused and moved by you. And I'm lost. I need some guidance. I wanted a reading, and I really don't know anything about my ancestors. The only thing I know about my grandparents are on my father's side. His biological father, my grandfather, passed away when he was really young. Then he had a step-grandfather. My grandmother on my father's side is still alive. And then on my mother's side, my grandparents are both deceased. I really don't know much about, the family. And the reason why I'm actually calling is because I know Ianla has talked about the bloodline and the family line and the mistakes that, parents and the ancestors make, and you end up repeating them. And I feel like maybe if I knew more about my ancestors, then I won't be repeating the mistakes in my life.
Okay, well, you haven't really given any information to indicate what the patterns are. But what I do hear coming up so far is that the men in your family, okay, say this nicely, there are more men than women in your family, yes? In terms of the ancestral line.
I don't even know.
Okay.
I know.
Okay, well, let me just rephrase this then. Mm-hmm. There are more men in your line than there are women.
Okay.
Your family happens to be more patriarchal than it is matriarchal.
Okay.
What I hear and what I'm getting from Spirit is that the women in your family have lost husbands, at younger ages than the women. They typically outlast the men. And, of course,
yes,
that's general, but in your family it is for sure.
Okay.
And what I'm also hearing in terms of your life is that I'm hearing that there isn't a spiritual practice that you're actually going for. I'm hearing that you're searching, and you're searching, but you're not applying anything that you get. Would that be accurate?
That would be very accurate, yes.
So what I'm being told by my spirit guides to tell you is just stop. Stop first, choose a path, and go with that. Stop, choose a path, and go with that.
Okay. How would I know what path to go on?
Okay, there is, it's almost like I'm hearing Nyamyoho Renge Kyo in my head. I'm hearing that chant. Is there anybody in your family that chants Buddhist, Hindu? I'm hearing, do you know anybody in your family
yes.
like that?
Yes.
Sorry?
Yeah, yes. My parents, my mother and my father, they're very religious.
Okay.
They do chants and, you know, meditation, my father, you know, every day. However, I just, you know, I find it difficult to follow in their
I hear that because it's very loud. I can't even hear myself. I hear a bell and I hear
yes.
a lot of chanting. And I can
yes.
even smell incense as I'm talking to you right now. That doesn't
yes.
work for you, beloved. Here's what I'm being told. I'm being told that you're more Americanized than your parents are, and that you need to hold on to something that is feeding your spirit and your soul.
Okay.
And not feel guilty by what it is that your parents do as a spiritual practice. And if it is the Bible, and I'm told to tell you to start there. If it is the Bible, then I'd go there first. Have you ever heard of the Golden Key Prayer? Have you gotten that before?
No.
Okay. Offline, I'll share with you a portion of that for you. But in the mornings, I'm being told that you need to start your day off with a spiritual practice of some sort. As a matter of fact, they're telling me that I don't know who this is, but there's someone in your family that requires a drink of water every single morning, a drink of water every single morning, and a dash of that water outside every morning. Does anybody in your family do that? Well, you don't know your family, your spiritual line.
Yeah.
That's what I would do. For you to get up in the morning, I want you to go up, drink a glass of water the first thing in the morning. I want you to sprinkle a dash of water out your front door, and I want you to say that prayer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And just start developing some kind of spiritual practice. What I'm being told is just making the commitment to doing something will move you to the next step because you are not right now doing anything.
No, I'm not. That is, and you hit the nail on the head with, you know, being torn between following my parents' spiritual practice and their religion and, you know, what I feel is right. And right now I don't know, and I have been searching and looking, but I just haven't committed to anything because I really don't know, you know, what is the right path for me.
Allow me to help you relanguage that, okay?
Okay.
Allow me to help you relanguage that too. I am open to receiving the direction of spirit. All right, repeat that for me.
I am open to receiving the direction of spirit.
That will lead me to what is destined for my soul.
That will lead me to what is destined for my soul.
Exactly. Let's let the universe hear your cry so it'll take you to the place that you need. All right? So say more affirmations as to what you're looking for, as to what you're not looking for, or what is not working, because that'll just attract more of what's not working for you.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
No worries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your...
You're welcome, Anisha. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I can so relate to that. You know, my dad is Muslim, my mom is Christian. People usually look at me funny when I say that. But my father's still trying to figure out, I don't know, you Christian, are you Muslim, are you Mormon? What do you really believe in? I'm like, I believe life for me is my religion. And but when we do talk, we have a great conversation. And, you know, you talk about really finding what works for us. Isn't that what's important? We got to find what works for us. And it comes back to that being still. But she triggered another question for me. And you sort of spoken to it, because we were talking about ancestors earlier, CM. There are people who've had experience with their grandparent or great-grandparent, well, maybe grandparent. I've heard people say, well, my grandfather abused me, or my grandmother mistreated me. Those people who don't have a great experience or had a bad experience, really, let's just tell it as it is, they had a bad experience, a traumatic experience with their ancestors, how should they go about reconnecting and healing that energy so that they can find balance now?
Okay. First thing to remember is of the body now does not explain in spirit. All right? So they don't correlate. All right, so who you remember Uncle John or Grandpa Joe to be in body is not who he is in spirit, all right? But we can also help to ensure that he is not that way by elevating him through candles and prayers and songs and constantly, like I said earlier, propitiating his energy, all right? What we tend to do is we hold on to the memory of what has happened in the past, and that colors or filters what we need to do to go forward with that spiritual energy. But it's just energy, and it's just a spirit. So you can then manipulate that by lighting candles, giving light, water, flowers, and just changing that energy, elevating that energy, changing it around. All right? It's not the same person. They're not here in body anymore. So anything that's left is just your memory of them. It's no longer reality. All right, so they can't do the things they did to you in this lifetime when they were of the physical and the spiritual. So you just got to change your mindset and then elevate that spirit through prayer, candles, water.
So basically we have the power to heal the past and the present.
Ashe, absolutely. Right? In ourselves first and then look to the spiritual guides, absolutely.
Indeed, indeed. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is CM Plaskett. His website address is livesenvisioned.com, L-I-V-E-S, envisioned.com. Let's go take another call. Let's go to Valerie. Actually, this is a good question, and I'm curious to hear your take. Well, she wants to know about your take on the Venus transit. And for me, I would add to that. Valerie, I'm going to jump on your question. There's so much going on energetically. Let me bring Valerie on, and maybe you can speak to that, CM. Valerie, you're live.
Namaste. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Mother Wit, Ade.
Hey, Mother Wit. How are you doing? Oh, this is the real name. Okay, good. So your question is?
There is so much going on right now. A lot of ancestors are coming through with this time period. And I want to know just what you see spiritually or what they're saying that I am not picking up clearly or that I'm misinterpreting.
Okay, that's a pretty broad question. I can't hear your name. Say your name again for me, your first and last.
Valerie Middlebrook.
Valerie Middlebrook.
Lots definitely going on. Lots happening.
Okay, so the first thing that my spiritual guides are telling me, Valerie, is don't pretend to be what you're not. Let me clean that up because it sounds worse than it is. How do we say this now? Don't be afraid to be wrong and not have the answers, is what I'm being told first. Don't be afraid to be vulnerable and start from one all over again. So what I'm hearing your guide say to me is, you've got to do some reconnection. Along the way, you've learned, I don't know what it is that you do for, what do you do? I'm getting that you do some kind of spirit work, some kind of either light work, candle work, I don't know what you do, but I'm being told that take it back to zero, replenish, refresh, and then come back out. What do you do, Valerie? What do you do?
I'm a spiritual advisor as well.
Okay.
I'm walking a journey. This is my path. And
right. That's what I'm
hearing.
But they're telling me to tell you that there's either your ancestral sign needs to be either set or reset, and some propitiation needs to be done on your ancestral shrine. Do you have one up already, Valerie?
No, I don't. I'm learning to go there. I was raised Jehovah's Witness.
Mm-hmm.
So this is all very new to me in allowing the spirits to speak to me openly and vulnerably.
Okay.
So I am doing this. I am communicating, and I am open now. And I am receiving so much. And it's more than just intuition. These are actual entities that are coming forth. And so it's very deep for me right now.
Right, which is why they're telling me to tell you, you've got to set them up. So that means setting a table for them.
Okay.
All right? And there's someone in your family before who the person has long flowing black hair. I don't know who this is. But long flowing black hair, and she's telling me that either she passed this down through your, it sounds like you through your matriarchal line, all right?
Yes.
And she's also telling me okay, and now everybody be calm. I'm going to use the W word, all right? There are witches in your family. There are people who do healing work in your family, and I've had it before. Now, witches don't have to be a bad thing. It just means the classification of women and what they did in the family in terms of healing. And that's what I'm picking up for you, Valerie. Would that be accurate?
That is very accurate on my side, and that is most definitely probably my great-great-grandmother, whose name was Lemon, and she was Native American.
I see.
And she's telling me her story.
Yeah.
So, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, I saw her clearly, and she's the one that's trying to pass the information down to you. What she just said is it's taken a while because there are people in between you, I mean, generations between her and you that had the same gifts but would not deal with them or would not work them at all, and she is intending to pass them down to you now because you seem to be the most open to that.
You hit it on the head. I'm writing a book about it, actually, so yes.
Yeah. So she's very present with you, and she's going to give you more information as you go. She just said to you that if you sit with her by candlelight, she's saying, she will give you the information. She's also telling me that when the moon is full for you, that's when you need to go and start speaking to her because she'll give you more information. So every time there's a full moon, you need to make sure that you're somewhere around looking up, sitting, writing, journaling, and she'll channel through you for sure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very, a full moon, you better get to work. You still got some of it left.
Yes.
thank you, Valerie. DM, I want to ask you this. You know, earlier we had Manisa call in saying she didn't know our ancestors. And I wanted to ask you, for those who feel that way and they have a desire, inner nudge to reconnect, how does that reconnection help us in this current life? Because,
that's a beautiful question. And that reconnection allows us to find out what our pathologies are. What are the patterns? Why are we doing the things we do? Because, you know, once again, that ancestral stuff is DNA level. It's not just my eyes, are green. I love lollipops, strawberry lollipops. It's why is it that in my relationships, you know, I find myself with someone who abuses me, and it can be any kind of abuse, and I stay. Why is it that my relationships, and that don't always have to be, you know, intimate relationships, but just the relationships we have in our community, why is it that, you know, they seem to be shattered, tattered, or have these baggages attached? These are all DNA-level things that putting us in touch with our ancestors allow us to find out why it is that we do the things that we do. Getting in touch allows us, if you know the past, you can know the future. And how to adjust, you know, rechart the course, so to speak. And even if the things happen again, at least you know, okay, I've seen this before. I know how to adjust and get myself through this.
So that it also involves if we have money challenges or we can't seem to figure out what our purpose is, what our gifts are, what are we here to deliver on this planet, does the same thing apply?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a question that I always ask is, what is your money conversation? Is your money conversation, I don't know why I'm broke? Well, that is enough reason right there why you're broke, because you don't know why.
I know, that's right. You're broke because you don't know why.
Because you don't know why. How about, as one of my mentors always say, I'm temporarily out of cash until my next opportunity presents itself. All right? How about just relanguaging? And if we relanguage ourselves, a lot of time we'll attract to us a completely different energy than what we've been used to. And we're not, you know, as a society, we are, woe is me, it ain't working, how come it ain't, why come it ain't? That's, you know, that's basically how we speak on a daily basis versus, you know, that, in the affirmative, that's how we need to speak in the affirmative. And know that it's here by design, and because we're a child of God sitting here in his presence in body, you know, we are here for our betterment morally, always, spiritually, always. It's designed, and we just have to believe it and speak it and make it so.
Ask questions that move us forward rather than questions that keep us stuck in the past. Yes.
Correct.
Let's go to Glenda. Glenda from Brooklyn. Hey, Glenda, how are you doing?
Fine, and yourselves? Greetings
Wonderful.
To your guests.
Good afternoon, Glenda.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Well, basically, my question is that I'd like to know, what is it that I need to know right now?
That's an interesting question. Glenda, are you from Caribbean heritage?
Yes.
Ashe,
I'm from Barbados.
Ashe, I heard a woman, she's got a big butt. All right. She actually used to sell fruit. Like she had I don't know if she had a market or a stand or a grove or someone like this. Do you know who this is, Glenda?
She used to sell fruit.
Yes.
It could be my maternal grandmother.
That's who is actually present.
She passed on last August.
Ashe. Okay. That's who is walking around you right now. There's something about the funeral or about the burial. Did you go to it at all?
I did, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There is a particular song that she likes or liked that she wants you to sing for her or play for her on a regular basis. And she's also telling me, do you know what this song is?
I don't know what the song is.
Okay. Well, she's telling me that she needs you on a regular basis to call her name. I don't know why it is, either that she reared you or she was close to you or your mother, or she was close, but she walks with you. She doesn't want to leave, she said. She doesn't want to leave.
Okay, this is very interesting because she did not raise me. And she didn't, her and my mother did not have such a great relationship. So it's interesting you ask about the burial because I went to pay respect to her, but my prayer also was that the negative energy within the family would stop at this point. So it's interesting.
We can call it interesting or we can just call it spirit talking. We were just having a conversation myself and a couple of my God siblings that it takes a funeral. Normally it takes a funeral to unearth, heal, clear, and clarify. And she was well aware that there were things that were up at the funeral. There's some issue, there were fractions or something around her funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, and she's well aware of that, because that's what she's saying to me. She's aware of the fractions that were happening. I don't know if it's mother side and father side of family or
mother side of family. That's correct. I guess what I would say is that my hesitation, because I do have a hesitation, is that I do not want to be a part of all of the if you want to say, I'm going to say evil energy that has oppressed the family.
Okay. I'm going to have to ask you to specify what evil means. I'm not sure I'm clear with that.
A lot of, I was told that, my grandfather used to do what they call obia, which is witchcraft, in a negative way against people. The same grandmother that we're speaking about, she used to tell me that she used to travel around in the cemetery at night and that she could, you know, travel to New York and see us. She used to say those things. So,
that's what she said earlier, is that she's never far away from you. So I guess she was just letting you know.
Right.
That, you know, reiterating the things she said when she was here. Here's what if I could offer you.
Mm-hmm.
It is all in how you see things, all right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a right way of doing things. There are wrong ways of doing things. It's all set by intention. So if you are putting out in the universe that you would like your life to move forward with grace and with ease, utilizing alchemy, which is just a mixture of your prayer and the universal energies going on at the same time to create a something else, if you set the intention, then the ancestral DNA that's part of your line, which is to work with the spiritual guides, doesn't have to be from a negative perspective. So saying that you don't want to do what it is that your father did only says to me it's inbred in you anyway. So I would call you the unwilling spiritist, so to speak, meaning you don't want to, but if you were to channel that energy positively, you could tap in and do work spiritually differently than your father did.
Own it and claim it and transmute it in my own way. How I'm feeling that.
Exactly.
Own it myself.
Right.
Individual self, yeah.
Right, because what I'm being told is that you know more than you're even saying on this call.
Yes, I do.
So I'm not trying to call you out at all. But I'm hearing them speak to me in the back. As a matter of fact, is he Haitian? He's speaking in Creole in my ear. Was he Haitian?
He wasn't supposed to be Haitian. I never met him, you know, so that's a surprise.
Okay, well, I'm hearing him speaking in like a Creole tongue, and maybe he's chanting in his voodoo. I don't know what it is, but it's a different language for me. But he's speaking to me, and he's speaking to me about you. And he's saying to me, did you not know him? Or he says it's almost like you know him. You know the kind of stuff.
I saw his spirit. But I never knew him. I saw his spirit in one of my visits to Barbados. So he already passed on. But I never knew him physically in the 3D world.
So in other words, he's saying you know him when you see him. You are quite clear about his energy and his presentation when he presents to you. You're quite aware of that. And you know, because you even have stuff at your house, correct?
I wouldn't say so. No, I don't know what stuff. I used to, but I don't have that stuff.
Okay. Like I said, I'm trying not to put your business out on the street. But
work with Sam now.
I used to have an altar. I don't have an altar anymore.
Well, you may not have the physical trappings of an altar, beloved, but you still have the energy.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So when I say you've got stuff, they haven't gone anywhere. They're still there. As a matter of fact, if I were you, lovingly, Stella, lovingly, what I would do if I were you is put their stuff back up and just change your intention.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Maybe that's why the room that the stuff was in is falling apart.
Uh-huh, right.
Literally.
That's my thing to you, beloved. You may want to put their stuff back up and change your intention.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right, thank you so much.
But we can go. You feel free to schedule a time with me. I'll be happy to go through everything with you and actually take my time and we can have a real conversation.
Okay. All right, thank you. Thank you
All
so
right.
much.
Thank you, Glenda, for
no worries.
entertaining reading. It was to me.
All right, yeah,
you said maybe that's why that room is literally falling apart. I love your style, Sia. I don't think I've ever heard a medium, an ancestral medium, a psychic medium, but they. I'm picking up somebody with a big butt.
Well, hey, I call it as I see it. I mean, I'm
I
not.
I know that's right.
Yeah. She knew who she was, so she identified with her.
That is so true. We're going to take a quick break. TM is my guest. His website, just once again, for those of you who would like to get a reading with him, find out more about his work, is liveenvisioned.com. We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back to release the show. Well, release TM. There's no point in me giving the phone number, because the lines are jammed. I know we're not going to get to all these people, but we'll be right back once again. I'm in a zone. So let me just, yeah, that's what I need to do. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Return.
Connection that goes deeper than what you can see with your physical eyes. There's so much more that you can't see, and that's what's really real. Return to me, the Agape Choir. Agape Choir. To get a, just get your MP3 file of that, go to soundofagape.com. Soundofagape.com. We're going to do one more reading, and then we're going to release CM. He's given so generously. We have a lot of people in the line, but sorry, we can't get to you. But you can get to his website, livesandvisioned.com. Livesandvisioned.com. Let's do one more reading, and then you get ready to release the show. Let's go to Tamara. Hello, Tamara Joy.
Yay! Hi, everyone.
You sound excited.
Oh, I'm so happy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Tamara Selvig, although the ancestor would probably know me better as Tammy. I wondered if my ancestors on the other side had any messages for me about my spiritual growth.
Okay. Well, before I get to the spiritual growth, growth there, tell me to tell you, beloved, that you need to wash your eating patterns and your eating habits. All right? I don't know about greens. They're showing me greens. I don't know if you eat a lot of greens.
Or yes.
Yeah. So they're just telling me to tell you to watch your eating habits.
Does that mean eat less of them?
No, eat more.
Oh, because I eat a ton of greens.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're telling me to just keep that pattern up in eating.
Okay.
All right.
Wonderful.
Say your question again for me.
Specifically, I wondered if my dad was around, but... if he had any messages for me, and I don't know if that's too specific.
I mean, that is, I don't get any men for you. I do get women, though.
Okay.
I do get a bunch of women for you.
Okay, that's fine, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a woman who used to teach, and she either used to, I don't know if she taught a big school or daycare or watch kids or something like that, but there's a woman that's showing up for me, for you. Do you know who this is?
No.
Okay, there's some woman around you. What do you do for a living?
I'm an artist, and I help my husband run his construction business.
No, this woman is a teacher.
Teacher?
Yeah, this woman is a teacher around.
I can't think of teachers in my family.
Yeah.
There's a lot of social workers.
Oh, there's a lot. This person is I wouldn't correlate teaching to social work.
Okay.
But she's like this woman is like a teacher. She's busy cleaning up. She's busy straightening things up is what I see, and a lot of kids around her.
Okay.
It's the only woman I see.
Okay,
like,
and it's an ancestor?
Yeah, it is an ancestor.
I wonder if it's someone in Russia, because I don't know past my grandparents. I know nothing about what their lives were like.
This woman is actually wearing an apron. And she's cleaning. Do you know anything about whether or not she's cleaning?
Well, my grandfather on my mom's side did. She wasn't. They weren't teachers, but they had a laundromat, like a dry cleaning place.
Okay, because she's just going around cleaning stuff and putting.
Oh,
stuff.
Oh. Well, my mom's still alive, but she's a clean freak. But
okay.
somebody on the other side.
Yeah, I just see this woman cleaning. So maybe it's
maybe it's
the woman who has the dry cleaning business, but she's the one. I just see her cleaning, and she's cleaning around you and cleaning your space. So I don't know if you've smudged lately. Have you smudged your home? Because she's cleaning your space now.
Oh, yeah, my daughter temporarily moved in, and her roommate was a smoker, and so we've been dealing with that and getting everything out of the house and the smell, and I've been smudging.
Okay, because this ancestor of yours doesn't like that, and that's why she's busy cleaning around your space.
Right, it's been hard.
So, and she's telling me to tell you need to smudge because there's energy. I don't know if there was friction or arguments or just a little discomfort in the house with a different spirit body in there, but she wants you to smudge that place out.
Okay.
All right, and clean.
Okay.
Right? And she's also telling me she wants the kitchen clean. I don't know what it is. She's a clean person. This person is busy around the house cleaning up the kitchen. She's saying clean up the kitchen. So I don't know if you have sink dishes in the sink, that kind of stuff.
Well, we've been working at keeping up with the kitchen. That's been my food and my cleaning have been improved of late.
Okay, well that's...
So maybe they're just encouraging me onward.
Yeah, she's saying she's just cleaning, dusting and cleaning, and she's lifting up stuff and books and magazines. She's straightening them up. That's all I see her doing, is straightening up. And then she's telling me something about somebody going to school and making sure that you're checking on, it's a girl, checking on, make sure that she's doing her schoolwork, make sure she's doing what she's supposed to be doing. I know who this is.
No, I have a daughter, but she works and does not go to school. She's 22.
Is her degree finished?
No, but she's not interested in school.
Well, I'm telling you what the spirit guide is telling me to tell your daughter, beloved. She needs to go back to school.
Ah, wow. Okay.
All right. So whether she's interested or not, we typically don't like the medicine for us, but she's supposed to go back to school.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
And you really have a neat freak in your line. Like, there are people in your line who are neurotic, over-the-board cleaners. Because this spirit is still around me telling me to tell you the chair. I don't know if your husband sits in a chair and it's just stuff, and she wants the place clean and neat, and that's what she's telling me.
Okay. And that's the person who's a teacher.
That person is present, and then that other person that cleans.
Oh, the clean. Well, my mother's a real clean freak, and her mother was a big slob, so.
Well, I don't know who this spirit is, but she's coming back cleaning up a storm.
Okay. And more greens.
More greens.
Thank you, Tamara. And Tamara, when you told your daughter that you called and sent you a medium.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering right there.
Please put a camera there. I want to see this for
your daughter. Yeah, I'm going to sit with that one for a little while before I communicate it. That's going to be interesting.
Our ancestors want you to go back to school. Our who?
Can I ask, because she didn't like college, is there a particular trade? Is there any information in terms of how...
She is free when she does things that are artsy and things that don't bind her.
Yes.
All right? So she's very artsy and free spirit. So anything that she does has to be around art
creativity.
Or...
creativity.
Yes. Art or music or anything that it does not bind her, because she's got a very rebellious spirit.
Yes.
So it's got to be things that are free.
And it isn't necessarily go to school to get a degree to get a certain job. It's... to develop herself.
Absolutely. Who said anything about a degree?
Okay. So it's not like you have to go to school for 4 years and get a degree and become a doctor.
No, she just needs to develop herself. She's got to go back to school. And she's more the trade kind of personality. She's not a corporate structure personality.
No.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if her hair is in different colors and she dyed them different colors and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I got her, like, singing lessons, for instance, and then she got scared to do it. And just bought, like, a bunch of music books. So I feel like she holds back on, you know, things that where she feels vulnerable, where she could develop her creativity.
Yeah, but then her room can't be a mess either.
Okay.
That stifles her creativity. So stuff on the floor and all that stuff needs
to be cleaned.
That's
probably what they're trying to clean up.
Yeah, that needs to be cleaned up.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you both.
You're very welcome.
Love you.
You're welcome. Love
Bye.
You, too, darling. Wow. I have been writing down questions and thoughts, and I just never forget that time does what time does. It moves on. But there's always more time. My brother, I have really, really appreciated you and some of the listeners I know, and I mean, you're just spot on. But before we let you go, I want to ask you, is there anything else? I mean, I have questions, but let me just throw it over to you. Let me release and let go. Well, we definitely be bringing you back. Is there anything you want to share with the listeners? Anything that's coming up for you? Whatever you want to share with the listeners.
If you visit my web home at livesandvision.com, life is about energy. So please look at yourselves and see what it is that what patterns are repeating in your lives, what's going forward, what stains, what keeps you stuck, what's motivating, demotivating. Look at the relationships in your life. Are they working for you? Are they not? Are you setting goals and following through? If you're not, call me. I'll help you work through those things. We'll identify what the patterns are and see if we can't fix those for you. You can also reach me at 301-523-0905. That's 301-523-0905. I'm here to serve, so just let me know what you need.
And so it is. And so it is. My brother, thank you. Thank you, CM Plaskett. I really, really appreciate you. Thank you for being part of the healing of the world, and I especially want to thank you for being part of my healing. And we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Peace and blessings. You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Life is good. It's getting better. You just got to return to love, return to our ancestors. You got to return. Return means to repent. It means to turn around, to go back to the source, to go back to the beginning, to know that we are connected with something that goes beyond words. And here's something, actually, speaking about that. I played this yesterday. I play every now and then, but this is something I just want to share with you. But before I do that, just know that you can find us on Facebook, Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show, or if you do Life Conversations Radio, we're all over the place. And we also ask you to lovingly, gently, if you will, if you don't mind, please, you know, just don't want to force you. But anyway, share this show with your lovers, your haters, your coworkers, your family members. Share it with your ancestors. Oh, they already know about it. Don't worry about them. They're good. But really, you don't have a hater. It's just, you know, you realize they're just friends. Or like a guest said, your haters are confused cheerleaders. And if you think you have an enemy, you don't. It's just your inner me. Now, this is what I was going to play for you, just really reminding ourselves that we are connected to something so deep. This is Reverend Deborah Johnson on Broken Chain of Life. We'll be right back.
I typically get a letter on my birthday. And for the last several years, the salutation has not been happy birthday, but happy begotten. We have a tendency when we think of a birthday as our life beginning the moment that we come out of the womb. If our life were a timeline, the moment out of the womb becomes T0. And we don't even give our mothers credit for the 9 months that we were in utero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just a second before coming out of the womb, it's as though our life did not exist. And the reality is that it is not simply that our life started that moment out of the womb. We are part of an unbroken chain of life since the beginning of humanity. An unbroken chain of life. Any one of our great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmothers hadn't been alive, we wouldn't be here. And they had to live long enough to have children. So we are the descendant of survivors. So it isn't simply that, well, this is my birthday and this is the beginning of my life. No, we are the next link in the whole evolutionary unfolding unfoldment of humanity. That is so extraordinary when we get out of the egocentric way of looking at it. So just like we carry physical DNA, we carry this soul remembrance, the whole consciousness from the beginning, the wisdom, the understanding, the creativity, you know, the love, the power, the passion, you know, all of that. So when a child is born, we should celebrate the fact that this beautiful essence has come here not as a blank slate, but as a wonderful place of convergence, of energy and awareness that wants to express itself in this time zone.
You know, the blank slate recognize who and what you are. And when you do that, your life will change. You can't help it.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Yes, indeed. We're getting ready to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Remember to be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Why not? And now you got to allow the love to flow back and forth. Allow yourself to be loved. Be loved. Don't be too strong to allow love in. Don't know too much that you don't need love. And if you know too much about love, you know too much, you don't need anybody to love you. Well, keep listening to Life Conversations Radio, especially this month on Ask Life Coach at a radio show. We're focusing on love, relationship, and abundance. Help you get a deeper meaning of love, of relationship, abundance, so you can be free right here, right now. And freedom comes with letting go. It's about forgiveness. It's about praying. It's about meditating. It's about listening. Be still. Listen and be transformed. Two songs I want to go out with. I feel led to play two songs. Well, I'm feel led to do. Yeah, well, yeah, of course. That's what I do. Let's see. We're going to play I Have Forgiven by State of Man. I Have Forgiven. And then after that, we're going to play a song by Valerie Joy, which is Resurrect Me, because we're all going through a resurrection. We're dying to the old. You die to the old. You forgive the past. You embrace the new. And you are made new. So with all the challenges that is going on, with all the Venus transit and the moon eclipse, everything, and just the energy is fast and rapid, remember to be gentle with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. What does that mean? When you say, I know I'm supposed to be gentle with myself, but I just can't find the time. Stop it. I know I should be doing more. No, it's okay. Just do more now. If you need to rest, rest now. No stories, no explanation, no excuses. Just do it now. Yes, I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. You can find us on iTunes, and you can subscribe, and the shows are downloaded to your iPad, your iPhone, your I don't know what. Well, even if you don't have those eyes, you can have an Android or whatever. You can download it in your computer. And, do share the show with your friends. We get ready to release the show. This is State of Man Music. To find out more about them, go to their website. It's stateofmanmusic.com. This is State of Man. Their website address is stateofmanmusic.com. And then Valerie Joy, Resurrect Me, is valeriejoy.com. ValerieJOI.com. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings. Let me go drink some water. Come on. I'm out. I'm gone. Peace.
What did you think since you've been gone away?
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I know who I am.
We all need ritual in our lives. We need to welcome ourselves, to wake up to rituals. Rituals are important in giving us a sense of being, a sense of presence, in being able to connect with one another, with the earth, with all the different elements in our lives. Rituals are to the soul what physical food is to our body. In our country, when we wake up every morning, it is important to welcome ourselves from all the journeys that we have taken while we were asleep. So we wake up, we hold ourselves, and we welcome ourselves back from wherever we have been.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.